got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Yesterday in the office, we were having a conversation, what I believe to be a private conversation, and it was about one of our favourite fruits to eat, an apple.
Yes, we were just sitting in the office. Someone whipped out an old Granny Smith, which is my favourite kind of apple.
And it's surprising. I didn't know that.
And so I said, obviously, I mean, everyone's favourite apple is a Granny Smith. And Tim, you disagree.
I think I speak for all Australians and people on the Geelong and the Surf Coast that Pink Lady is the most popular apple to buy.
You'd be wrong, but that's okay. And it turns out both of us are wrong because Will from the newsroom came bursting out of the newsroom and said, guys, stop everything. Have you tried a jazz apple?
Now, we've got him in here. Because, Will, what a bold stance to take on apples. Thanks for coming in, mate.
No, that's okay. You mentioned before how important this topic is, so it's best to get the most important person in the building to have a chat about it and educate the people of Geelong about this particular apple. Now, full disclosure, two things before I get into this.
Sure, yep.
A, I don't have stocks in jazz apples.
Okay.
Sure, yep.
So this is a genuine love.
Okay.
And B, I must give credit. I moved house 2 weeks ago or so and my new roommate introduced me to these because I bought Pink Ladies and I put them in the fruit basket and he said, whoa, 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 don't let them get mixed up with the jazz apples. And I thought, well, what on earth are you on about? And then I bought a jazz apple and my life has been, well, different.
Well, let's find out if our lives are going to change because I have also gone and purchased four kinds of apples, Tim.
It's bold that, like, in the space of 2 weeks, you've gone from Pink Lady to jazz as
well. Yeah, and it was like that.
And I must admit, the Pink Lady and the jazz apple look very similar in, like, the outside. Mm. But for argument's sake, I also got a Royal Galah and a Granny Smith for us all to munch on.
No point even trying them two. But you'll notice that if you picked up the jazz apple, it's got a nice firmness to it.
It really does. Yeah, I'll
firmer
agree with that.
Firmer than a Granny Smith.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Which we love a good crunch on an apple.
So what's the best way to do this? Are we going to pass each other's favourite apple on, like, pass it to the left? So I'll have...
But we
both want a jazz.
Let's start with a Royal Galah because that is the cheapest of all the apples.
Oh, but I don't care about a Royal. I feel like we need to eliminate the Royal Galah.
Well, we can't eliminate unless we try. So I've cut everyone into a sliver. So have a sliver. This is the Royal Galah. Let's all have a...
All right, we've got to do this quick because otherwise we're just eating apples. Three white people eating apples on the radio.
I don't mind a Royal Galah. That's quite good.
Tastes like a Pink Lady.
It's fine.
All right, come on, man. Okay. We've got to really
Here's the Granny Smith.
I know what this tastes like.
This is like what your grandma gives you when you've been bad.
This is the first time I've had a Granny Smith since I think I was 8.
I love a Granny Smith.
Nah, it's immediately worse
it's
for me.
It's got like a nice tartness.
Royal Galah.
So bad.
No, I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to go with the Pink Lady then.
Yeah.
I feel so healthy.
Bring it home. It's like fruit time in primary school.
Yeah, this is great.
Hopefully it's good to listen
Refrigerated as well.
We are doing this so that we can get a definitive answer.
Of course, for everyone.
Mm-hmm. That's home. That's home for me.
I don't mind it, but I still feel like the Granny Smith's better.
It's improved.
All right. Let's get the crescendo over and done.
Okay, here we go. The jazz apple. Now, I did cut all these at the same time, and the jazz has immediately browned further than all the others.
I said when I walked in, I don't cut my apples, obviously. I'm not crazy.
Okay, here we go.
All right, final one.
Here's the big taste test. It's good.
It is good.
Oh, it's good.
So juicy.
It is. That was your main argument. Okay.
It is definitely juicier than a Pink Lady.
It is.
Yeah, I agree, Will. That's quite good.
Mm. Are you sure you shouldn't be opening the news with this?
I think I should be.
Yeah.
How long have the jazz apples been around?
I hadn't heard of it.
You did mention they are the most expensive.
They are the most expensive.
Ooh, okay.
But
a full 50 cents more than the Royal Galah.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised that apples are by item, not weight. But, Will, we'll let you get back to the newsroom. What we're going to do now is we're going to ask people to call up and decide through the phone. So, apple lovers, if you are out there, obviously we have one person in each corner defending. No one's fighting for the Royal Galah.
No, if you want to get on the phone and fight for the Royal Galah, by all means. But it's arguably the worst
of
the bunch.
It's an uphill battle.
Yeah. 522-322-955. Give us a call. What is the best apple? We've had Bree call through from Warren Ponds. Now, Bree, would you consider yourself an apple expert?
Yes, when it comes to dehydrating them, yes. My favourite would be the Fuji apple.
The Fuji.
Dehydration and the flavour content staying when they're dehydrated.
Brie, I don't think I've ever had a Fuji apple. I think I've been staying in my lane of Pink Lady for so long.
I'm going to be real. I didn't even see a Fuji as an option at the supermarket. So where can we get
these? They're hard to find.
Oh, okay.
I get them from Armstrong Creek at the greengrocer at Armstrong Creek.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Yes, I was there the other week.
Apparently, they actually are very good at holding their shape when they're cooked. Oh, wow. Is that why you like them, Brie?
Yes, and they hold their flavour when you dehydrate them or cook them.
Brie, see, you sound like a person after my own heart. I love my dehydrator. It changed the game for me. I've never even considered dehydrating an apple before. So that's fantastic. Oh. Would you consider trying a Jazz, dehydrating a Jazz and seeing how that goes?
I could give it a go, but I've tried most flavours, even the Pink Ladies. They don't hold their flavour when they're dehydrated.
Well, Brie, can you do us a favour? Grab a Jazz apple, report back. We'd love to hear.
Yeah, okay. Honestly. Perfect. Great. Well, in the meantime, we do have a double pass to Creed 3, a special movie preview screening at Reading Cinemas Warren Ponds on Wednesday the 1st of March. It's only in cinemas on March the 2nd, so you lucky duck, you're going early, okay?
Thank you so much.
I just believe everything she said. She was so well-versed and knowledged in the apple
now
world.
Now I need to go to the supermarket and get a Fuji apple.
Yeah, go. You can leave now. I don't care.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, Tim, it's a fun little game we play. We've only got 60 seconds to ask each other yes or no questions to figure out a celebrity. You've got the celebrity in mind today. I'm going to take off my headphones so you can tell everyone else who that celebrity is.
Yes, just quickly before you do. Last week, who was a celebrity that I deemed to be an unfair celebrity?
Ben Badgley.
Yes, I agree and I stand by that. So there have to
be... He's just in one of the biggest shows on Netflix.
Yeah, but no one knows his name.
Okay.
What we like to do is try and keep it in the realm of everybody or most people would know.
You're still angry about Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy.
I just think the two you've done this year are completely unfair.
I'm going to take my headphones off. Okay.
The celebrity today is Jason Sudeikis, the actor. Yeah, come back.
Yep, great.
All right. You've only got three guesses. Historically, you're not that flash at this game, Jess.
Thanks.
Just a bit of
confidence to go into the game.
Time will start when you ask your first question.
Okay. Am I female?
No.
Am I male?
Well, yeah.
Well,
you do this every week.
Am I a celebrity? Yes, I am. am I an actor?
Yeah.
Have I been in more famous for movies?
No.
Am I more famous for TV shows?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah for that.
Okay. Am I also a musician?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Am I in a TV series recently?
Yes. 30 seconds.
Oh, God. Okay. Am I American?
Yep.
Am I in a comedy series?
Yeah.
American.
20 seconds.
Neil Patrick Harris? No, he's also a singer. Damn.
And Canadian.
Is he Canadian? Yeah. Stop it.
10 seconds.
Oh, God. Jesus. Adam Sandler.
Jesus and Adam Sandler.
I didn't say Jesus. Oh. Jesus wasn't a guess.
He's obviously more well-known for movies. Jess, today you were Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, yes. Damn.
What I deem to be a fair celebrity.
Of course.
So he is Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso's got, yes.
It was announced today that on March 15th, season 3 of Ted Lasso is going to be, he plays Ted Lasso. Also in the news, I believe him and his ex-wife, Olivia Wilde, are suing the nanny that's doing all those stories saying, oh, yeah, Harry Styles used to come in and be like, show this One Direction, love, and just lied about all the relationship stuff. So
about the salad, the whole salad gate.
I loosely remember Salladgate, but yeah. So exciting news for Ted Lasso fans.
Yeah.
Season 3. Not so exciting news for Jess, who lost the game.
Can't believe you thought Jesus was...
Well, hey, it's a name. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Right now I want to talk about a date night that I've planned for me and my partner, Akshay. I was lucky enough for my birthday this year. My mates, a couple of my mates bought me some tickets for one of those paint and sip nights.
Great.
And they were like, you know, here's a voucher, book whichever one in that you want to do. Yeah,
and essentially it is you go to a class, there'll be an instructor, a whole bunch of strangers there, and whether it's you paint an object, an animal. I got for your Christmas present this year, I went to a paint and sip and I painted your cat slash a baboon.
Yes. baboon cat. Yeah, baboon still cat. Takes pride of place in my harem.
Okay, yeah.
But I thought with my partner Akshay, you know what will really test our relationship? Let's do a paint your partner paint and sip.
It is. I'm surprised that this place offers it.
It's exactly
that is a
what
bold,
you think
bold
is.
Thing.
So you go in with your partner or whoever you want to go in
with. Yeah, go with your mate, go with your girlfriend.
And you literally paint one another. And there's a disclaimer on the website. It says, P.S., not for couples who will be easily offended if their partner isn't very good at painting.
Well, that's what it's easier to paint yourself. Because then, say if you're not that great and you go, oh, well, I look bad. It's because of me. Whereas if you look bad, it's because of your boyfriend, Jess. I just think it offers a spark for an argument.
I said to Akshay, because he's not very, like, I'm the creative one in the relationship.
Yeah. He's not very artsy.
Yeah, he's not super artsy.
For example, he has a throwing knife.
Yes.
That probably says enough about him as a person.
He said to me, so are they going to, is it like a paint by numbers thing? And I said, what, they're going to take a photo of me and then put all the numbers on there?
300 numbers on
there?
No, it's not
a paint by numbers thing. And he said to me, how am I supposed to paint you then? And I said, look at me and use a paintbrush. That's... So we're already fighting
I think
about
they do,
it.
I think they do some outlines. So
okay,
like
well,
the
that's
person,
helpful.
They'll use like really light yellow paint and be like, that's her head, there's her eyes,
right.
Figure it out from there. I just worry, and I can almost quote it.
Yeah.
This is you to your boyfriend. I don't look like that. Is that what you think I look like?
He said to me, he goes, the only thing I know I'll be able to do is the mole on your face. And I said, mole?
It's a beauty mark, mate.
The mole on my face? How dare you, sir? So, yeah, it's going well. It's
hey, no shame for moles here. Obviously, you've got shame on yours, but no shame in moles in general.
It's a month away, and in the meantime, we're moving in together. So this can...
Oh, first time moving in together as well.
Yep.
Are you sure you love this bloke? Because it sounds like you're doing like two... Like, honestly, I know moving into each other's houses together for the first time is a big step, but painting each other...
Yeah.
That's...
So who knows how these paintings are going to turn out. I will bring them to the show.
Ooh. If you're listening, don't do this. Ever.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Now, we all love a games night, Jess. Don't get me wrong. Now, one of the most popular board games, probably the most popular board game.
Monopoly.
Monopoly, yes. That's what I want to talk about because it might... There's a change coming to Monopoly right across the world, and it might affect your games night weekend. A lot of people are not happy. Monopoly has introduced a new card, a new chance card.
I feel like everyone has their own Monopoly rules as it is.
That's fine. Like, and that's why I like, because this is the first time Monopoly's made like a significant change to their game by adding something in.
Okay.
So it's a chance card where if you pull the card over, sometimes it'll be like, oh, pay $100 to the bank or pay for whatever. Like that's the chance of it, right? This chance card is called the money grab card. A lot of people don't like it. I think it's fantastic. Take all the $100 Monopoly bills from the bank, throw them in the air. All players race to catch them. Keep what you catch and put any bills that land on the floor back in the bank.
See, what the Hasbro don't realise is this is how you end up punching your brother.
Yeah.
Like,
because you throw the money up and then while he's looking up, straight to the throat.
There would have been fisticuffs in my family if that was a rule. Are you kidding me?
I love that. You don't like
it? Oh, it's a great rule.
Throw the money up.
I just...
Have you ever... In what instance are all of us or most of us going to be able to throw real Australian dollars in the air?
That's brilliant.
And grab the money. So it's the money grab card. Honestly, every second card should be the money grab card. What do you... But, oh... I still like free parking. Free parking
free
for me.
Free parking's great.
Because that's
But
just
see, a lot of people don't do that rule, Tim, where you every
dumb.
Time you go through, instead of paying the bank, you
pay
free parking. And then whoever lands on free parking gets that cash. Some people don't play those rules, well, and those people are idiots.
Yeah, I agree. So we need to play the free parking rule and the money grab rule again, throwing all the $100 bills, the Monopoly money, up in the air. If you catch it, you keep it. If it hits the ground, back to the bank.
That's capitalism, baby.
I honestly think real banks should start doing that. Once a month, they do the money grab. They shoot it in the sky. If it lands on the ground, goes back to the bank.
Should we do that as a K-Rock thing? Just like we'll pick some random streets and be like, it's K-Rock's cash grab. Just throw some money in the air.
Sounds like it won't cause a riot. So yes, Jess, absolutely on board. If you want to see that story and everything else that is trending, you know where to go. KRock.com.au.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Social sports are lots of fun if you have the chance to get involved with them.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, us finishing at 7 p.m, Jess, bit tricky for the old social sporto.
Severely hinders us in our availability.
I want to talk about this because I know if someone's listening right now, A, they might be on their way to do this, or if you're looking for something new and fun to get involved with, there's a sport taking over the States at the moment.
Oh.
Surely you've heard of pickleball.
Pickleball?
You haven't heard of pickleball, mate?
No. Tell me what's pickleball?
So pickleball, because I was trying to figure out how I could describe it to you, and I'm just going to do the Google description because I think it's better. Pickleball is a paddle-based sport, favourite line of all time.
Okay.
A paddle-based sport that combines elements of tennis, badminton and ping pong using a paddle and plastic ball with holes. So kind of like a wiffle ball. So it's like a plastic ball with all holes in it. It is a game that is appropriate for players of all ages, skill levels. Rules for pickleball are simple, making it a great introductory sport. Essentially, you play it on what I believe to be a badminton-sized court.
Okay.
And it's kind of got combination of like handball, tennis and essentially it's mini tennis. With a pickleball.
Okay. How much running is involved?
Not much.
I'm immediately on board.
Yeah, I know. That's why I know you liked indoor volleyball. Because you had netball theory in your brain when the ball was coming near you. You were like, plant the feet. Sorry, guys, couldn't get to that one.
What are the rules?
Well, it's like tennis and badminton. So you've got to get it over and there's a certain section on the court where you can't hit it in.
Right.
And it's a sport for 1v1 or 2. Me too.
Should we get into pickleball?
I think we should because I know I've been Googling it a lot lately because since we started this job, normally I like to play like footy or something and I can't do it with the times that we're working, whereas I'm like, yeah, we can get some pickleball
up. Pickleball.
There's a league, I believe, in Torquay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a league in Warm Ponds. I want to get into it. If you're in a pickleball league, give us a call, 522-322-955.
What's our team's name?
Why would you put me on the spot? I'm trying to get into the sport. I'm not thinking of the branding and marketing opportunities.
Jess
and Tim.
Forget about,
I don't know.
Forget about the sport. I just want to know what we're wearing and what our team name is.
Well, that's the thing. So we can wear matching fluoro gym shirts.
Right.
I think headbands. I think getting into it. It's the fastest growing sport in America.
Wow.
LeBron James bought a league.
He bought a league?
Bought a league, Jess.
So not just a team. We're he bought the whole league.
We're not better than LeBron. So I think if the world's best basketballer is buying into a sport, I do want to speak on behalf of us. So if the world's best basketballer is buying into a sport, I think we need to get onto it now while it's still young and relatively new and we become pickleball pros. And if you're listening right now, maybe you could be a pickleball pro and you can tell us all about it.
Maybe it'll get so big that they'll put it in the Commonwealth Games when they're down here.
I've never wanted something to be more true, Jess, so fingers crossed. So if you're into pickleball, get in touch with the show because I think Jess and I would love to come down and have a learn and play session.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.